You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
I got great news, guys.
It's the news update from Game Time Decisions.
News.
Yes, I put some product in for a change. Hey, everybody, I'm Cam Stewart with your Sports Grid News and Betting Update. Time to get on the grid, everybody. Hong Kong citizens taken to the streets to denounce LeBron James following the Lakers star's latest comments regarding Rockets owner Daryl Morey. Some protesters burning his jerseys and cheering for Morey, so this Chinese story is not going away quietly. Doubleheader playoffs baseball right now. We have a umps convention here. We got an injured ump. We have live action on the go. Houston and the Yankees, game three of the ALDS from New York City. Altuve, solo home run in the first. Josh Reddick, he took Severino deep for a solo bomb in the second. 2-0 Houston right now. Giancarlo Stanton didn't go in the Yanks starting lineup. He might be able to come off the bench for the Pinstripes. This best of seven series tied at one. Big game tonight. Next up later, 8:05, St. Louis at Washington. The Nationals trying to go for the four-game sweep and go to the World Series. Washington laying -170. Total 7.5. It's Corbin versus Hudson. They'll toe the rubber. The Cards have switched up their lineup big time to shake things up. St. Louis making six changes to their batting order. Among them, Harrison Bader will hit seventh and play center field instead of Dexter Fowler. The lineup, Edmund leading off, Martinez in the two-hole. Goldschmidt bats third. Osuna cleanup. Molina, DeJong, Bader, Wong, and then the pitcher Hudson will bat ninth. History not on the St. Louis Cardinals side for this one. The 2004 Boston Red Sox, the only team in MLB history to win a best-of-seven after dropping the first three games. In the NFL, the Baltimore Ravens have acquired cornerback Marcus Peters from the LA Rams. The Rams will acquire linebacker Kenny Young in return. XFL Draft Day, the rebooting league, assigning quarterbacks to its eight teams before a 10-round draft for the rest of the quarterbacks, running backs, receivers, tight ends, and offensive and defensive lineup. Former Pittsburgh Steeler quarterback Landry Jones was the first quarterback taken in the draft by the Dallas Renegades. Wideout Rashard Davis, the first overall pick. After eight quarterbacks were assigned, he went to the D.C. Defenders. And former Seahawks running back Christine Michael, he is now with the St. Louis Battlehawks, first running back off the board. The 10-round draft for corners and safeties Wednesday. You can't change the result, but the NFL's VP admits there was not a foul on the second penalty to Detroit during Green Bay's winning field goal drive on Monday night. Troy Vincent saying, second of the two penalties of hands to the face nature on Trey Flowers should not have been flagged. The second flag gave the Packers a fresh set of downs, and they eventually won the game on a Mason Crosby field goal. Detroit Lion Barry Sanders legend called it sickening. The New England Patriots have suspended D lineman Michael Bennett one game for conduct detrimental to the team. This according to the NFL Network. The 33-year-old vet said a disagreement with his position coach led to the suspension. The Houston Rockets swingman Gerald Green's broken foot believed to be worse than originally expected. The team fears the injury will rule him out of 2019-20. The 33-year-old has a fracture in his left foot that would require season-ending surgery. Green has been good off the bench, averaging 9.2 points, 2.5 boards in just over 20 minutes of action, and shot 35.4% from distance. Three in the NBA exhibition floor tonight, all at 7 o'clock. Boston and Cleveland, Cavs -4.5, 211.5. Minnesota at Indiana, Pacers -5.5, 221. And Detroit at Philly, The Sixers are laying 5.5. Total is 218. 7 games on the ice tonight. Join Gabe Babano and myself on In-Game Live. We'll break these down when they're live. 2 at 7 o'clock. Minnesota and Toronto, Leafs -240 and -6. Tampa Bay -130 at Montreal. Low line there, 6.5. Arizona and Winnipeg at 8. Jets -130, total 6. 9 o'clock, Philly at Calgary. Flames -150, over under 6. 2 more at 10. Detroit at Vancouver. Canucks -150, total of 6. Nashville at Vegas. The Golden Knights -135, 6.5, 10:35. We have Carolina -155 at the LA Kings, 6.5. And more Euro 2020 qualifying action. Let's go. Finals today. Sweden and Spain, they tied at 1. Switzerland over Ireland, 2-0. Italy hammering Liechtenstein, 5-0. Romania and Norway tied at 1. Finland blanking Armenia, 3-0. Georgia, 3. Gibraltar, 2. Greece beat Bosnia, 2-1. Israel, 3. Latvia, 1. And the Faroe Islands took out Malta, 1-0, the final there. I'm Cam Stewart. Gabe Morency hosts Red Heat and Rage live from the Sports Grid studio at the Meadowlands. We'll thanks to talking to Mike Blewett, and it's hour two right now. We'll break down the rest of the betting board. Hour two, Red Heat and Rage on Sports Grid. It's coming up next.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions.
All right.
Well, what the hell's going on here, man?
What do you mean it's still delayed? What are you flying in an umpire from, what, Mexico? What's going on here?
What kind of league is this? Cam, why is everything so difficult in today's day and age?
I agree. Like I've never seen this before. Listen, you get a guy down there, you put on the equipment, you get behind the plate, play ball! Instead, we're watching a panel break this thing down. What kind of delay? What are we talking, 20 minutes, half an hour? This is I'm with you. This is absolutely ridiculous. I can't believe this. Like, this should not happen. Even in the NHL, a guy gets hurt, the guy just pops on the ice. Like, anyway. I know what to say, Morency. You said it, man. What a society. I'm speechless.
Totally killing the flow of the game.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Totally killing the flow of the game.
Actually, this is great for the Yankees. If you want to break this down, this is fantastic for the Yankees. Know what, Gabe? Bad for your under. Bad for your under. You had pitchers that are cruising. Cole right now, what's going to happen with him? Cole's still in the game, right? If this, how long this delay goes, are they going to take him out?
This is ridiculous.
This changes everything.
How long does it take to put some new dumbass behind home plate?
See what I'm talking about, though?
Like, honestly.
This is the over-unders in threats, and Houston bets are at threat. Me and you are both going to get squeezed on this. I got Houston, you got the under. And this is bad, bad, bad. Those are the two things that are brutal for us. I got a leading team with a pitcher who can't be hit, who's now waiting with an arm. You know, okay, like this is like a rain delay here. Are you kidding me? This should take 5 minutes. I'm watching the panel.
This is
a bunch of crap.
This is beyond comprehension to me. It's beyond comprehension to me. Like, I don't get it. Like, how long can this take?
They're still talking. Like, they're on the panel right now.
I'll tell you right now. Houston Astro fans online are freaking out. They're like, they're doing this deliberately to extend the series and to try to get Cole out of the game.
Feels that way.
No, like, okay, where's the umpire?
We're back to baseball.
Like you said,
now.
Put a freaking chest protector on and get out there.
So I did my update.
Hey, stupid stooge.
5 minutes. 5 minutes. It happened before, right before, Gabe, you talked about. So this was what? Would you say about 12 minutes? When it should have maybe even more? It should have taken about like two or three.
Wow, it was at least a 48-minute delay. That's what it felt like.
It sure did. It felt long. A joke. It'll bleed right
should
into the
Severino
Cardinals game.
A bit, too.
Yeah.
Should help Severino. Gave him a little rest, actually. You know what I mean? Altuve back up. So it's 2-0. We're in the top of the fifth inning. There is nobody out.
One out. Altuve just grounded out. So, yeah, 92 pitches.
And now there is one out.
Yep. I don't even know what to say.
We've had a lot of people in the chat recently We've had a lot of stupid people in the chat recently, but that, you know, that goes without saying. That's going to happen. But we've had a lot of people over the last couple of days always talking about everything is fixed and stuff.
Yeah.
Probably the same people, you know, that believed in Pizzagate. yeah, everything's fixed. Everyone's on the take. All right, 2-0. See that single? Out.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, yeah, 2-0. Runners on first and second. Severino has been just taken out of the baseball game. We had a little bit of a delay because the baseball, the umpire took a couple of balls to the head. They had to replace them. There was subsequently quite a long delay, actually. I don't know, it felt long, but hasn't slowed down the Houston Astros. You can't stop these guys. Like, you can delay it. You can, like, it's inevitable, right? Like, but they're just too good, man. They're just too good. So shout out to Enes Kanter, actually, and I want to get to this a little bit. And, you know, I try to, like, you know, I get it, people are tuning in, the game, whatever. We're in between innings here. I don't make LeBron say stupid things, guys, right? Like, it's not, you know what I mean? But I can't ignore it after he does. So last night, LeBron James says that Daryl Morey was misinformed and uneducated on the China situation. LeBron James didn't go to university. I doubt he went to very many high school classes. Daryl Morey is a graduate of Northwestern University and MIT, the smartest school in America. If we're going to play a game of Jeopardy between who's informed and uninformed, LeBron, in world issues, my money's not on you, bro, against Daryl Morey, okay? So you want to get into misinformed, and basically LeBron goes on to state about how you've got to realize how, you know, you're going to hurt people financially, and, you know, there's a lot of money at stake. And so LeBron then sort of backed off once people started burning his jerseys in Hong Kong this morning. And then he said, oh, I was sort of misunderstood. You know, I didn't really mean it like this. Now LeBron's right back at it saying that it's not his responsibility to speak out on every world issue. Well, it's funny because you have a pretty shitty show on HBO that's what you do. And it's pretty clear that you'll wear a Tamir Rice shirt, and it's tragic that the kid got shot. You care about Tamir Rice, but you don't care about Zing Jang getting run over by a tank, do you? Why? So your piece of crap Space Jam movie won't get barred in China. But let's bring Big Man on Campus in right now. At least we've seen LeBron James expose himself for who he is, Big Man. A greedy, fraudulent coward. That's who LeBron James is. What are you doing, Big Man? How you doing?
I'm doing well. Look, I couldn't have said better, actually. You know, I'm a fan of LeBron, Gabe. I've defended him on multiple occasions, but after last night, I'm no longer a fan of LeBron James, and I will not put up with this behavior. I mean, he is a sellout, a pandering sellout for this behavior, and like, if anyone's misinformed, it's LeBron James. I mean, he has no idea what he's talking about, and absolutely none, but then again, I mean, what do you expect? I mean, this is what the NBA is now. It's a sellout league that I think is losing viewers by the day. And, you know, it's funny because whenever something goes on, whenever something goes on, we have to always hear LeBron James's opinion.
Exactly.
Yet, you know, when something really goes on and it's going to affect his bottom line, he doesn't want to hear about it. It's really, really sad to see. And go ahead. Yep.
Why do you think he just recently bitched about the NCAA so vocally? Because he has a kid that he doesn't want to have to go through that system. Right? And it's only about him. Everything's about him. And it hurts me too, Big Man, because I love the NBA. And, you know, the NBA was always that, no, we're cool, man. Yeah, they smoke weed. The players are cool. They're not beating chicks up. It's not the NFL. Yet we're finding out the NBA is about the NBA, Big Man. And it just shocks me, too. And, listen, I'm white, so it is what it is. You know, I can't speak out as far as being oppressed. But you figure that African-Americans would sort of say, you know what, these poor people in China are being enslaved, right? Like, I can't, like, go along with this. Well, but no, they don't care.
I think
they don't care. They don't care. That's the whole thing. And LeBron's saying it. Well, we shouldn't get involved in every world issue.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't though. I mean, we've seen it with Jay-Z. I mean, Jay-Z wants to denounce the NFL all he can.
Another sellout.
His business interests. Yeah, I mean, which is, and that's also disappointing because I grew up on Jay-Z. I'm a fan of his, but some of this sellout by these guys. And look, I understand if like Michael Jordan never got involved with this stuff. Michael Jordan was just kind of a dick, and people knew that. But we didn't have to worry about Michael because he didn't care. He just didn't give his opinion. But LeBron James makes it a point to always comment on things. Yet now that it's on the other shoe, the shoe's on the other foot, he doesn't want to say anything. We have to understand people in Hong Kong are going through things that are human rights issues. And look, it's really sad, really, because again, you know, whether you're white, black, whoever you are, I mean, there's a lot of countries that have been through human rights issues, and I think it's all hit home to a lot of people, whether you're, from Rwanda, you're from Hong Kong, or wherever.
Well, I mean, that's the whole thing.
It's a shame.
I'll simplify it.
Yeah.
Martin Luther King, and I talked about it last week, his famous line, it was an injustice anywhere is an injustice everywhere type deal, right?
Correct.
That, great, you know, unless point, you put out that fire, it spreads, or if you can you condone it, then you're sort of accepting it and you're part of it. LeBron actually tweeted that on MLK Day. Yet he drops today, hey, it's not my job to get involved with everything. And it's just crazy. Last night he speaks this, and clearly, you know, he's doing this for Warner Brothers, the movie Space Jam, his Chinese warlords, and everything else. But it's crazy. Last night, what's his name? President Xi Jinping said that protesters and freedom fighters in Hong Kong will have their bones ground into the dust. And as we've seen, they will run your ass over with a tank there, Cam. That's the whole thing with LeBron.
Yeah,
like,
for
LeBron,
sure.
You're defending a brutal dictatorship.
Dictatorship regime.
Like I said earlier today, and I totally understand it. It's not their job to fix the world. I get it. And a good comparison, guys, I think a good analogy that I brought up this morning, Cam. I talked about the Russian Uber driver, right? We were talking to him. He goes, oh, yes, yes. He said, every NHL game. Basically, like, they have an NHL package there. You can watch the NHL on TV every night there. We don't tell Russia what to do with their politics, but we're also not their bitch. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yeah, we'll sell you to games, China, but you don't get to tell us how to run our league and how to speak, right? And get this. So China, big man, it's 10% of the NBA's revenue, all right? They would have to cut the salary cap by 10%. Now, there's more, you know, endorsement deals and cell phone streaming stuff that they have deals and stuff like that. But the thing is, there's going to be more dealings with China in the future. So imagine this, guys. If China is this upset over one tweet and can cause this much crap over one tweet, how much power are they going to have when they own half the league, big man? And the guy that just bought the Brooklyn Nets owns Alibaba, which is the biggest search engine in Asia, which censors people. You need facial recognition to get in so they know who you are, because if you criticize them, they come arrest you and put you in jail. This is the NBA now. And I love the NBA. The season starts. I was all excited, big man, for all the banner raising. Look, your Sixers are a great team this year. And now it's like we realize these guys are a bunch of, like, dickhead cowards. It's hard to accept.
Yeah, it's, and you have to look at legacy. I mean, we know what LeBron's done and what he's, you know, been about, and he's been one of the greatest players in the, you know, ever in the league. But I mean, this is a real moment for him, as you know. And again, if LeBron never spoke up on anything and he didn't want to speak up on this, I would kind of say, well, you know, maybe you should say something about this. He has a lot of a platform here. But, you know, I could understand if he didn't either. This is a guy that makes it a point to always talk about things. And, you know, I got to tell you, this doesn't just affect, I think, people that are from Hong Kong that don't like LeBron James. This is anyone that's been involved in a civil conflict in their own country. Gabe, you know from experience, I'm Albanian, okay? In Kosovo, which is where I'm from, we had people being ethnically cleansed. And if the U.S. didn't step in, we would still be under Serbian rule, and we'd be ruled by communists, and we'd be ruled by people that wanted to kill us. This is sad to me, and it's a shame that LeBron didn't use his platform to step up.
You know what? It's the definition of don't ask.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is Sports Grid. Get on the grid.
Become the 8th person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings NFL tournament. Setting your lineups using the DailyRoto.com DFS lineup optimizer, or join the countless number of people that have won thousands of dollars each week playing DFS using DailyRoto.com. If you're playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL Annual Pass with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and even better results. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRoto.com, where millionaires are made.
Thank you very much, Ranger Redhead. That Cam Stewart, Edwin, and Carcion.
Big hit.
Now on second base, but it's funny. I know, remember all the Rogers Blue Jay Nuthuggers. Oh, he's done. Oh, they're all done. I know, yeah, it's so bad. He's playing for the Yankees right now. There's actually a report right now, except I don't really want to attribute it because the Daily Caller is a scumbag media outlet that definitely, like, loves stuff like this. But they're reporting that LeBron James actually was mad about Daryl Morey not being fired and punished by Adam Silver, and actually inquired and spoke to Silver about it.
Wow.
Like, this just, it, like, really, it just gets
this
deeper and deeper.
For
nah, it really is. Like, It's pathetic, I guess it should be right? Should be believable though.
Yeah.
And like, you know, Big Man said it too. You know, Michael Jordan was criticized once because he said Republicans buy shoes too.
Yeah.
Which seems kind of harmless now in hindsight, right? And I don't know. Yeah. They wanted him to bitch about George Bush or something. Like, it wasn't the same situation. I don't know what they, you know, they wanted Jordan, you know. But Big Man's right, though. If you just would shut up about it, you know, people cannot really know what you think, and it'll go away. You kind of look, you look bad for not answering it, but Steph Curry's handled it pretty well. Steph Curry pulled a Yang. Steph Curry went on this rambling answer that it was so long, and by the end of it, you're like, whatever, dude. Like, you know what I mean? Like, well, you see, you know, you got China here and Hong Kong there, my man. And see, I was talking with Carl, and you know, I was talking to my mom, and, you know, I tell you, I got a scooter. Like, are you there, Yang? Like, you know. Yang, you should be like a crisis management consultant firm. And you just tell them, start just naming objects you own. Nike shoes, scooter. Name a street you were walking down, and by the end, you're just confused. Like, I don't
know. Quality.
Like,
Central Park. Quality.
I don't know. What the hell I even. Yeah, I don't even know what I asked Curry. Like, Curry went on some ramp for a long answer that you're like, yeah, whatever. I get it. You're trying to dodge the question. But LeBron has just come out and basically stated that I'm on Team China. And you know what? Everyone else, get in line because I got a shitty movie that's going to be coming out soon. But I've never been a big LeBron fan. I've always known he's a big phony. Even that school that he opened up and stuff, it wasn't even his money. He's a big-ass phony. And I heard you earlier, so what, Nurkic is just signed with Rich Paul right now?
True.
You'll see his career will go nowhere fast now. You'll notice every one of Rich Paul's players are kind of just selfish. You know, none of them played in the World Cup. You'll see. Like, you know, they're all in Space Jam. And the funniest thing is, big man, that the mainstream media actually have the Lakers, like, number one in power polls and stuff, bro. Again, they fall for this crap. Anthony Davis is soft as melted butter, man. All right? LeBron is not getting any younger, and people don't fear him anymore. He can't even play every night. They're going to have to load management him. The Lakers are so overrated, I can't wait to bet against these son of a bitches. But, big man, Philadelphia Eagles, Dallas Cowboys this week. Big, big game. Yeah. Loser is going to be really raging after. And don't look now, but my main man, Danny Dimes, is on the warpath. Giants have actually an easier schedule coming up over the next couple of weeks. They're getting Saquon Barkley back. They're getting Evan Engram back. I'm not sure about Sterling Shepard this week. Sounds crazy to say, but considering the Eagles and the Cowboys, the way they're playing, you can't say the Giants are out of the picture now, big man.
Yeah, I mean, the Eagles-Dallas game, this is essentially, I mean, if whoever loses this game is going to be on the outside looking in. I mean, and look, both teams are playing really bad right now. I mean, both teams are going in bad directions. I do look at the Eagles and I say, wow, you know, you are getting a bit healthier. You're getting some guys back this week, thank God. You're getting some corners. Jalen Mills looks like he'll be back. And yeah, you hope that DeSean Jackson plays. But, yeah, I mean, I don't think anyone's really out of it. It's funny, I was just at my barber and we were talking about, you know, the Eagles and the division. He mentioned the Redskins. They're even. I mean, they're not mathematically even out of it, I don't think. It's crazy how, you know, this is such a bad division. But look, I mean, neither team is none of these teams are going to get in on a wild card. You're going to have to win this division. And, you know, the Eagles, obviously, at the end of the season, go down get Dallas in Philadelphia. So if you can find a way to win this game, you're really in the driver's seat. They have to make it happen. Carson Wentz, this is the biggest game of his career. He needs to make this his kind of swan song, and that defense needs to play a lot better. And you know, this is a Cowboys team. There's a lot of question marks right now. They're not moving the ball particularly well. Cooper may not play. The defense is struggling. I keep saying it. Eagles really don't have many excuses. You got to get out and win this game.
yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? Like, and it's 3 points, but it's in Dallas. What do you think, Cam? And Kellen Moore, we were all respect. Kellen Moore really brought something into the offense. No, he hasn't. They're right back to where they were, Cam. This is a tough game, though. I don't trust the Eagles either.
What's going on? One foot away from a three-run home run. Look how deep this goes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Unbelievable. I thought they had it. Unbelievable.
Craziest. Wow. Yeah, I'm with
towering. Towering shot.
I'm Eagles.
Like, honestly,
I'm
like, I'd like to see the velocity, not the velocity, but the amount of feet that ball went high in the air. like if the launch angle would have just been a little different, that's out of the stadium. Like, you're it was crushed, but it somehow went, like, wow.
This game is really just a difference of the Astros have found ways to score runs and the Yankees haven't. I mean, the Yankees have had opportunities in
every inning they have. I mean,
I mean, and they're just, you got to get Cole, that should be Cole's last inning. So they're going to have an opportunity to get out. But yeah, they've had opportunities in this game. And that was, as you said, guys, I mean, that's,
I just want to say,
that's, yeah.
I just want to say, I got to give a shout out to the geniuses in the chat that say that sport, everything is fixed. And you're right, that ball stayed out because the umpire threw the pitcher a special ball. A special ball that was magically going to stop due to a sensor that was on the wall. Fixed, exactly. Like, dear God, you guys should, I hope that a lot of people in our chat, I hope you guys aren't allowed to vote. Like, I seriously, like, you should not be allowed to vote and participate in any sort of democratic process because, quite frankly, like, and God forbid, I hope you guys don't drive. I hope you don't have licenses because, you know, I got to be on the same roads with you people. Like, do you all live in Florida? Like, is our chat, like, all people from Florida? Like, God, like, are you all drinking tap water and the fluoride's getting you? I see. Like, you guys are getting dumber by the day, man. Not even by the day, by the second and stuff. You're getting dumber by the second. Sorry,
it's funny
you
mention that. It's I'll just say something quickly too. I was driving down the street the other day, and I saw this guy's bumper sticker, and it said "Fluoride Kills," and it had like skull and crossbones. I was just like, "Whoa, man, that was kind of different, Gabe." So yeah, the fluoride train. There's a lot of people that are getting on that stuff. I know it used to whiten your teeth, but apparently it's doing some other things too. So a lot of anti.
I remember. If I can remember correctly, Gabe, to get on this kind of soapbox here, I remember a certain listener of yours that orders Domino's a lot. He was always at the leading charge of that fixed thing, if I can remember correctly. I don't know if he listens anymore. I know Brian Rowe. I think he's involved with that cohort as well.
He's banned.
Who's banned?
A lot has changed, big man.
What happened?
No, Rowe's good.
Yeah, Rowe's good.
Well, whatever. Yeah, he's a troll.
Domino's
like
everyone
else.
Banned? What happened?
Yeah.
Things happen.
Wow. Sorry.
That's okay.
Because he's annoying. That's why. But that's
one out.
Our boy Rowe's the man. Although, never get into a car with Brian Rowe, big man. Like if Brian Rowe drives you a ride,
he looks like a bad driver.
If you're barefoot, Cam and guys, and there's broken glass everywhere, and you have to walk across it, and Rose says, "Hop in, I'll give you a ride." Walk over the glass.
No, I actually know about this. I went to a game. I invited him to a Temple game. I've seen tickets, and I remember
it was like a month.
No, I wasn't in a car necessarily, but I remember a week, like a year, like a month beforehand. He was like reaching out to me and asking me like where the parking garages are and like all this weird questions like about how to get there.
It's very detailed.
You know, it was just
detailed.
Yeah, he's really detailed.
I went to the Michigan Rutgers game. I went to the Michigan Rutgers game with him, and he texted me like 4 hours before the game, telling me what train he's going to be on. Like I'm his mother or something. Like, I'm like, all right, bro. Like, you're gonna be on train 254 leaving the station. Great guy though. Good better. All right, Penn State and big man. We got like 1 minute. So, Penn State and Michigan. Should we get your pick on the other side? But some people are seeing nines. FanDuel's got a 7.5 here. I'm not seeing any nine.
No.
I actually like Temple. Your Temple Owls plus 7.5. Yeah, it's 9 now. Michigan are getting 9 now.
Wow.
That's crazy talk. All right, we'll hit this on the other side. 2-0 still.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Thank you very much, Yang. Still 2-0. We got under 7.5. We got under 7. I am Morenci. Get on the grid. We got Big Man on campus with us. Me and Cam got to jump into the National Hockey League board. We got a big board, actually. But Bano will join us at 8 o'clock. We'll track these games. We got the Cardinals game here tonight. I asked you, Big Man, who was going to the break there. Michigan now getting 9 points. I think it's way too many points against Penn State. It was 7.5 earlier in the day here. I was hearing about nines, but now it's 9 here as well. Who do you like in that game?
You gone?
All right, we'll get get him back here, Yang.
I don't even know what to say. I think he just hung up. Didn't you say stick around?
Yeah, I can't. Well, yeah.
I thought you said stick around. We'll go through the games. I don't know.
I'm believing. I don't know. I think I'm best. Morty Yang was the one that hung up. I'm just thinking.
Whatchamacallit?
Whatchamacallit? Who really hung up there, Yang? I'm looking forward to this answer. Well, you see.
I think he just kind of dropped, buddy.
I don't know. I don't know. He kind of,
I heard some weird noise, and then that's it. That's all I muted him, and then he was gone.
He gone. Yeah, he gone.
But he back now.
He's probably gone. He's probably gone because you muted him.
No, I muted him because I heard some, like, strange noise coming from him, as we was coming back from the break.
It's all good.
Yeah. But he back
on. It's all good. All right, Big Man. Yeah, we got to get to our hockey pitch. So, Big Man, who do you like, Big Man? Michigan or Penn State? Spread is 9. It's too high.
Yeah, I mean, when you think about it, though, is it? I mean, Michigan, we all know they have trouble scoring the football against quality opponents, and Penn State hasn't given up more than 14 points this year. I guess it's really do you believe in Penn State? Do you believe in what this team has done? Do you believe in Sean Clifford? Yeah, Michigan's going to be a lot tougher. We know defensively they're improving. They're getting there. But I have no interest in Michigan in big games. Now, if you're going to give me double digits or I can get a 10 here, I have some interest. But at this number, I really don't want to step in front of Penn State, in all honesty.
Cam, what do you think of that game?
That's tough. Not very impressed with Michigan in the second half of the Illinois game, but it's just been one of those seasons. But when you get together with a team and a rival from your conference, I believe they're going to put their best foot forward there. Penn State, lucky to squeak it out against. Hey, that Iowa game was a real grind, Gabe. If it's 9, that's too many points. So I would tend to lead with Wolverine getting 9 points against Penn State. I'd go on Michigan. It's too many points.
Big Man on campus. You can follow him on Twitter at Jeff Nadeau. And yeah, I was going to say Temple. Listen, Temple are at SMU. I got to dig into the matchup a little bit more. But I've been betting a lot on Temple this year. I like the makeup of this team. I'm a big Carey fan. This is actually the best. Yeah, Temple have been hyped in the past, but I think this is actually the best Temple team that they've had.
Yeah, I can't disagree with you. I think defensively they're terrific. Anthony Russo's been really solid. I mean, he's just a solid quarterback. They have two running backs, one in Ramon Davis, a freshman who's been terrific. This is a tough game. I think a lot of it is a lot of Temple's big wins have been at home, obviously last week, and then against Maryland a couple weeks ago. This is a game where you're going to have to travel down to Dallas. And Yeah, this SMU team, I thought for a couple weeks, maybe, you know, Sonny Dykes, they're kind of a fraud, but then they put up 41 against TCU. I was pretty impressed by that. But this is going to be a different animal. Temple's a really good defense, and I think they can match what SMU is going to do. Yeah, if you're going to give me 7.5 points with Temple, I'd be really interested. They're always very good getting points. And, you know, Rod Carey's going to do what he can to keep the football away from that high-powered SMU offense. But this is a different role for Temple. It's not in South Philadelphia. It's down in Texas. But yeah, I agree with you, Gabe. This is a really good Temple football team.
Well, that total, Cam, that was 7-6. It's 4 now. I knew I should have jumped in more on it, but yeah. Whatever. I got the under 7.5 and under 7.
That's all
I
that
can't
matters.
Go 4. Now I've lost all value.
No, you can't.
I wanted more, but it's easy to say now. You're right.
Yeah, it all is right. Very easy to say. Two winners, hopefully.
Big man on campus. Thank you, big man.
Have a good one, big man.
Thanks, guys. Always fun. See you later, guys.
Yeah, have a good one.
2-0 in a baseball game.
That's what we talk about. You want to get real
just
green
for the record.
4? That's not happening. That's a bad number. You stay away from that number.
Yeah,
that's
just
ridiculous.
Yang, I know you're not in our YouTube chat, Yang, and big man loves you. All of our guests love you, Yang. You're a great guy, but what did I say, Cam? When basically, what did Yang tell us? Oh, he hung up. And I said, did he really hang up? Or and then it was like, well, you know, I hit the mute.
Yeah.
Big man on campus was in the chat. Yang just hung up on me.
Oh, that's what he put down.
Yeah,
that's what he typed.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. There's evidence. Like, he actually, during the break, big man typed, Yang just hung up on me.
Yang's very smooth, Gabe. I got to tell you, his stories,
Yang?
Yeah, he's
now slick. He's mysteriously not around the mic. He's not around suddenly.
He told me I had a toupee today. He goes, nice toupee. I'm like, thanks, Yang. Because you put something in your hair? I'm like, yeah, I put water in it. Yeah, sure. Greasing it up for the show today. Love Yang. He's great. You said it, though, Morenci. He's a good deflector. He should be a goalie.
Yang? Yang's like LeBron James. He's all silent now, suddenly. He's gone.
He gone! Yang!
Crazy thing is, he probably really is. He probably really is, too. Like, you know, around 640, Gramps' bladder acts up.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He's like, he's great, very regimental. He's very regimental. Yeah. Right around the same time, Cam. You know what I mean?
646.
Yeah, Yang's not here.
Yeah, you see?
Yeah. Oh, good call. Good call. Prunes. Yang's prunes act up his green bean sandwich. Yeah, he takes it. Takes the load off around 646.
Yeah. So good job. Yang says that the guest hung up.
Up, yeah.
When it's not true, says that I muted. Got gave us some weird answer that like was very non-direct about the question I asked him.
Yes,
I've asked a simple question: who hung up on who? And you notice he didn't answer. Well, you see, I heard some noise and I hit the mute button, and then he was gone. And now he's actually gone. It's a good thing Danny Otto's in the pit as well.
Danny!
Hi, guys.
All right, NHL hockey.
Let's do
NHL
it.
NHL hockey. Thank you, Danny. So at least now Yang doesn't even know he's been exposed as he was gone.
True.
Yet, you know. You got to give me credit, Cam. I knew right away, though, didn't I?
I know you did. You're on top of this.
Did I not say?
He wasn't getting away with it this time. Like, you were all over it.
Big man ain't hanging up. He'd stay with us off for the entire hour if he could.
Yeah,
like,
exactly,
he'd keep going. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We got
to
talk. He didn't hang up.
That's your new thing now, Gabe. It's kind of like, you know what I mean? When a cop got you, when he has you in interrogation and already knows you're guilty.
Yeah,
you're
I already know
up,
the
basically,
answer.
Yes. You give volleyball questions, and you just want to see if the guy's going to be honest or give you a ringer, or give you the runaround, right? So that's the way it works. Basically, you got the runaround.
Yeah, we got the runaround. All right, so let's jump in here. Rapid fire. Wow, but we're going to be back at 8 o'clock, so we don't really have to worry about it. There's only two games at 7:05, actually. So Minnesota Wild at your Toronto Maple Leafs.
Yep.
The Buds, -240. Oh, my God. Total is 6.5.
Take the Leafs. -240. Find a parlay partner if you like the Nationals to end it tonight. I will take the Leafs -1.5. They're going to take Minnesota out to the woodshed tonight. I'm thinking 5-2, 5-3. I think they win the game by two goals, Gabe. But I have one for you. The next game, I'm going to surprise you with what I like.
All right, hold on. We'll go in order of the games.
Yes, we will.
And it'd be nice if you gave us a little more than they're just going to beat them. We got to give a little background of the game, Cam.
Okay, you want your background? The Minnesota Wild came into Ottawa on Turkey Day. They won 2-0. Big deal. Their offense isn't there. Stalak was their goaltender. They're going back to Dubnyk. Minnesota has problems scoring all year long. The depleted Pittsburgh Penguins beat these guys 7-0. If the Leafs decide to show up in this game, they will throttle these guys. I also would lean to the over since I think the Leafs are going to probably get 4 or 5 themselves. I think they win a game like 5-2, 5-3, total 6. That's what I'm telling you, Gabe. Minnesota's not good. They beat Ottawa. They come into Toronto. Toronto, they'll take care of business tonight. Next.
I don't trust them. I'm not betting it, but I'm not taking the Leafs.
Okay, that's fine.
It's a homer pick. You're a homer.
Oh, no. No, it's not a homer pick. No. I go against these guys, too. Trust me, it's just a good – I think it's a good spot for them. It's minus 240. But next.
All right, Tampa and Montreal. Tampa, 2-2 and 1. And Montreal Canadiens 2-1 and 1 on the season. When did Washington play Tampa? Was that yesterday?
Washington played Colorado. Tampa Bay.
Washington and Edmonton. Yeah. Well, Washington and whoever the hell they played. Who the hell was it?
They played Colorado.
Oh, it was Colorado last night. That's it. Okay, I'm confused with Washington and Tampa. Who do you like in this game?
Montreal. I think this is a cheap line for a reason. People are just going to blindly bet Tampa Bay. Why isn't Tampa Bay $1.60? It's $1.35. Want to know why? The Canadians are gritty. They beat the St. Louis Blues over the weekend. They're playing a strong, strong puck-style hockey. Carey Price can keep them in any game. People on Tampa Bay, they think the Lightning could just roll over, guys. They got a lot of work on their game. I like Montreal in the over in this game. Lots of goals. The Canadians are going to be all over these guys, Gabe. I'm taking Montreal at +115. That's one of my dogs tonight.
I'm not feeling it. I'm not calling out your pick, but I'm not, you know, I'm pretty good with hockey, but I don't force it, right? It's got to jump off the screen.
Oh, it jumped off.
Arizona at Winnipeg, you feeling that game? Arizona at Winnipeg?
I have a lean to Arizona. If you're getting my message, it's a very pooch-filled evening today. So far, all dogs. If I take the Leafs to -1.5, I like Montreal and Arizona.
You know the game that catches my eye? Vegas, -140.
Yeah, why are they? That's another thing. Why are they -140? They should kill Nashville. Like, they're way better.
Who are your
I
dogs?
I like Vegas, too.
What do you think, Detroit tonight? Detroit at Vancouver?
Detroit is a live dog. Arizona is a live dog. And Montreal is a live dog. All of them.
What about the Flyers?
I don't know. Tough. I tell you one thing. I won't be laying 145 with the Flames. I don't trust that team. That's a very, very tough. It's a all tough right. hockey board, Gabe. But I like the Leafs -1.5 or in the parlays. I'm also going to parlay, as crazy as this sounds, Leafs with Montreal to +205. And the Leafs are a huge favorite. That's just me believing Montreal could beat Tampa Bay.
So far, and listen, guys, we're going to be back at 8 o'clock, and Babano's going to join us, so we'll have a lot of thoughts. And it works out because it's only two early hockey games right now.
For sure.
Baseball. I haven't really lost much on this series, so I'm not all frustrated.
I'm taking.
Can you take the Cardinals tonight?
Nope.
Really? I'm going to take the Cards.
I took the Nationals last night, and I'll take them again. Corbin sweep. Bye bye. Here we go. The Astros got runners on the corners.
Yeah, for first base.
What's up, buddy?
And now they have first runners on the course. Yeah. Yo, Yang. You feeling all right? You go. You check in your 6:40 bathroom break.
Yeah, I had to go relieve myself real quick, buddy.
Green bean.
I seen somebody call me the Tuesday Tinkler.
Tuesday Tinkler.
Yeah. Tuesday Tinkler. Yeah. Yeah. Just for the record, though, the big man on campus typed in the chat that you hung up on him. Just for the record.
Nah, I didn't hang up on him, buddy.
Just a
five.
Well, that's what he says. All right, I'm on the Cardinals. We'll see you at 8 o'clock.
Got it.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
Here's what you missed on Game Time Decisions.
What's your favorite chocolate bar, Mike Blewett?
It's a great topic. I've given a lot of thought because if there's one thing I'm susceptible to, it is a sweet tooth. That is my crutch and the thing I go to when I'm in a bad mood, need a little pick me up during the day. I'm reaching for chocolate in particular. And I've really over the years, it's probably switched, but it's down to two. It's the Snickers bar or Twix. And I really think at this point in my life, Twix just edges the Snickers bar. I've given this a lot of thought, but I think that's where we're at.
Good selections.
Yeah, but in the Snickers bar, I am a big fan of both, but the Snickers bar,
four to fill you
if
up.
I'm like kicked back and it's like 10 o'clock at night, I'm watching a game, I'm not looking for an energy bar. Like Snickers really does give you a little boost, right? Yeah. And you know what I find satisfies. With Twix?
Some might say it satisfies.
There's not enough of them, the Twix. They're too small.
I agree.
I crushed not two of them, man. Like,
you need
I can't.
Four.
Like, I would literally, I need like eight Twix bars. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, I'm with you,
but even the bigger, like, the big pack's not enough. Like, I need to do, like, nope. I can crush, like, they're too little. That's the problem.
I like a bar off the board, Mike. Off the board? When I went down to the States, too, it's not for everyone, but I love Payday Bar. It's just covered in peanuts.
Oh,
and
people love it.
That's a weighs
peanuts,
a ton.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that Payday Bar, it's hefty. Off the board.
Get a
it's
lot
one of my favorite.
You got a lot of bang for your buck out of Payday.
See, I love peanuts.
100 grand is good,
that's
too.
That's the thing. Well, 100 grand's my favorite. We already talked about 100 grand, whatchamacallit, Hall of Fame of chocolate bars. But I'm a big Payday
good
guy.
You're a bar you know, I haven't seen around much. I don't mind nuts, but it's too many nuts. I don't want to coat it in nuts. I haven't seen any O. Henry's around. Where's O. Henry at? What's going on? I haven't noticed. I haven't
That's
seen an
O.
Henry bar commercial or anything.
The last time I heard it referenced was
O. Henry
Seinfeld.
Is, really, huh? So, yeah, I guess is O. Henry, O. Henry's
she,
not
she
in every
the
store?
She's the heiress to the O. Henry fortune. I think it's an old school treat.
Yeah.
It's just, it's not that popular anymore.
That's crazy. It's a great
Pulls
bar.
Pulls your teeth out, the O. Henry.
How can it not be? It's great.
Good bar. Good bar. Like Wonder
That's
Bar.
That's your best bang for the buck. In Canada, the O. Henry, it's the biggest one. Things like 60 grams, caramel, peanuts, chocolate. Like, it's actually a brick, that thing.
Yeah, it's heavy. It's dead. It's delicious. Yeah, you're, that's the problem
you
with Twix, all these
out,
other
the
bars. Yeah, they're too. You bring up good points with Twix. Like, I like to. They're great, too, to dip. Like, for people who drink coffee and tea, nothing's going to beat a Twix for dipping.
Dip.
Two sticks is not enough.
I've never dipped
not
a
enough.
Twix.
Oh, I dip Twixes all
Dipping
the time.
Twix.
Join the experts live on the air every day by calling in.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No